के भी जीरो के
This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the conspirators behind the horrific incident in Delhi will not be spared and all those responsible will be brought to justice. Addressing an event in Thimphu, Bhutan, Mr. Modi said he was in contact with the agencies involved in examining this incident entire night last night. He assured that the agencies will go to the very bottom of this conspiracy. The Prime Minister said today he has come to Bhutan with a very heavy heart and the incident in Delhi last evening has deeply disturbed everyone. A coordination meeting of the Arunachal Archery Association and stakeholder departments of the district administration Papumpari was convened yesterday at the DC Conference Hall UPR to review and finalize logistical arrangements for the upcoming 42nd NTPC Sub-Junior National Archery Championship. On the occasion, Superintendent of Police Papumpare Taru Gusar launched the logo of the 42nd Sub-Junior National Archery Championship. President of the Arunachal Archery Association, Tadar Nigla, remarked that Arunachalis are inherently skilled archers and expressed hope that the championship would provide a platform for hidden talents to rise and shine on the national level. B. Doki of Arunachal Pradesh Police secured bronze medal in the female 12th division at the 4th Asia Kwoso Championship held in Tokyo. In a social media post, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Men, while congratulating her, said her achievement highlights the dedication and talent of the athletes representing Arunachal on the international stage and wished for her continued success. A 5-day capacity building workshop from 10th November to 14th November 2025 on research methodology and publication in social sciences commenced yesterday at Rajiv Gandhi University. The workshop is jointly organized by the Department of Anthropology, RGU, and the Biological Anthropology Unit, Indian Statistical Institute, Kolkata. The 5-day workshop will feature a series of lectures, interactive sessions, and hands-on activities led by eminent resource persons from the reputed institutions focusing on research design, data analysis, writing for publication, and emerging trends in social science research. Commemorating the establishment of Vivekananda Kendra Vidyalaya Zero and marking the Silver Jubilee celebration, a voluntary blood donation camp was organized by the VKB Zero Silver Jubilee Celebration Committee yesterday at RK Mission Hospital, Itanagar. A total of 37 units of blood were collected during the camp. Members of VKB Alumni Zero, VKB Alumni Association, students and well-wishers enthusiastically participated in the drive. The Silver Jubilee celebration will be held on 22nd November. Rewatch, a leading cultural research institute of Northeast India based at Roing, Lower Dibang Valley District, made a significant impact at the Bahu Bhasa Festival 2025, a celebration of Indian linguistic diversity held at the International Institute of Information Technology, Hyderabad. Exhibition of Rewatch publications drew considerable attention. Dr. Mechik Sambar Awan, Center Head of Rewatch Center for Mother Languages, delivered compelling remarks that brought much-needed attention to the urgent challenges facing India's northeastern languages. Responding to the concerns, Professor Subodh Kulkarni, Senior Program Officer at IIT Hyderabad, assured attendees that the Open Knowledge Initiative's mission and impact initiative would intensify its support, its efforts to document and promote lesser-known and digitally marginalized languages across India, with particular emphasis on the extraordinarily diverse linguistic landscape of the northeastern states. Continuing the commemoration of the 63rd Walong Days, the Spear Corps Indian Army organized medical, dental, and veterinary camps at Walong on 8 November and Hayuliang, Anjao District on 10th November. Both camps provided free medical, dental, and veterinary services along with CPR awareness sessions for students benefiting residents of remote borders. In Nagaland, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Nagaland CM Nephew Ryo paid homage to the war heroes at the Kohima War Cemetery by laying wreaths and observing 2 minutes of silence in remembrance of the soldiers who laid down their lives in action on Remembrance Day today. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.